another season of grace. God is set to pour down blessings. Wisdom for family life will be supplied. Strength to raise godly standards. Singles, married, are you ready? Gain insight into God's thoughts for building strong families. Be blessed.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord again and again for the mercy.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Help is here. My help is here. My angel is here. It's here. It's here. It came to open a higher door. For there is a door you've entered. There is a place you are. He's here to raise the bar. He's here to hive it up. To move you up. To raise you up. For there are many, many doors. Many entrances. Every time a door is to be opened, I send him to help you. He's here. Is here to bring you in, to help you, to show you light. He brought light. Michael brought light. Great light. For where you stand, you need light. For to overcome even the assault that you're wrestling with, you need light. You are getting closer and closer and closing the gap to that which has been ordained before the world began as the life of the overcomers. For it must be seen in the home. You are getting closer to the original intention. And so you need light. Many, many light. Many, many light. Many illuminations. For strength. For strength to build it. Strength to build it. Strength to ignore the distractions. Strength to ignore mouth. Mouth. Evil mouth. Bad mouth. Strength! Strength for the house to build. For he's here. He's here to put shovel in your hands and to put sword in your hands. To both build and to defend it. You will build it. You will defend it against all gainsayers. For this house must be seen. It must be visible. It must be visible. I put the love there to see it being built. I put it in your heart, the magi. I put it there. I put it there. I put the longing to see my house being built there. I put it there. And I'm able to supply the strength. I am here to supply the wisdom. For every house is built by wisdom. Oh, I've sent my angel, even Michael, to give you wisdom. To give you wisdom. For this ministration is for you, the magi, first of all. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. To grant you skill, to give you shovel in your hand, trowel in your hands as a bricklayer, to lay the bricks, to lay it well, to make the house align, or to put the plummet and the line in your hands, to put it with you, to put it in your hands, that the house that will be built will not be bent. It must not be bent. It must be straight. It must be accurate. Wow. Take wisdom. Wow. Take help. For I send my angel, even through my servant, to you, to give it to you, to give you the key. The key that I have given him over the years. Over the years that he has built with, that he's still building with, is here to give you. It's for you. This meeting is for you. This year is for you. Is for you, particularly for you, is for you, specifically for you. And I send my angel to give it to you. And they are here to give you and for the house. Say the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh!
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Showing you. I'm showing you again. For it's crucial. It's important. It's crucial. See, Jesus. For this moment is crucial. For faithfulness. For faithfulness will be determined by how much you use this light. How we rate you. How we rate you. How we judge you. Will be determined by how much you're walking with this light. And so we will paint it well for you. We'll make it clear for you. We'll make it plain. We'll write the vision. We'll make it plain for you to run well. For you to run well. For you to run well with it. And build with it. And lay structure with it. And produce a life with it. For there is a man we want to see. There is a house we want to see. There is a structure that must emerge. A structure that we want to see. And so we are here. We are here to give you great light with plainness of speech. With great plainness of speech. For the painting to be well done. For the painting to be well done. We've sent our angel for the painting to be well done. For skill for painting. Skill for painting. Faithfulness in the place of delivery. Faithfulness in the place of delivery. We grant spirit of the mouth. Even spirit of the mouth. For he to be accurately painted. For faithfulness will be determined by this light. Amen. See Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's trust the Lord to help us today to further us on the thing that has been done. I know a great job has been done in this place. I know a great job has been done over this house. I believe that heaven is granting grace for furtherance of grace also. I don't know what God wants to do. But I think we agree with God of heaven today. Amen. To have his free course with us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. So, family, you can we come this serious, right? I think we should have more, it seems to be more serious when we're having a convention. We have more of a revelation in our conventions, all of that. But when we handle this meeting at this level, it looks as if it's just an aspect of our life. Family looks to be looks like an aspect of our life. Amen. So we normally call it maybe family life, our academic life, our professional life, our social life, our financial life. Say amen. Hallelujah. But I think God is more serious about this issue of family. I'm very serious about it that it's needful for church to come back again and look at this. Look at this. It's important because of the promise that God has promised us. And there's only one promise that God has promised us. God that cannot lie has promised us before the world began. What's that promise? Eternal life. That's the hope of life that God promised. That cannot change.
and that God, where God will not change his mind on. There are many things that God can change his mind on. Amen. People have prayed before and God will change his mind. Ezekiah prayed. God changed his mind. But on this matter, God cannot. So it means that it's one thing that God will do. If he can't do with the generation, it does not change what he has in mind. It means as long as heaven and earth remain, this must be fulfilled. And amazingly, it will be fulfilled with the church. Because the only thing that God has on earth is the church. So he can't actualize them with anything than the church. So it's the hope that lies ahead for the church. Praise God. So we thank God because gradually we are coming closer. And you can see that as the message of life is coming more towards the end, God is emphasizing this matter so that the whole program can fulfill that cause or the wisdom of how that will be actualized. We preach it in hope, or we don't know. We don't know the technology of it. We don't know how God will do it, how we fulfill it. But thank God for precept that has gone ahead. But everyone's drawing line at this time, so we can look into his heart and see what we should take very seriously. So family is not just one part of our life. It's an entirety of our life. It's God is a family. God is a family. Say amen. Amen. This song keep coming to my heart. I don't know. Take me to the place where I don't have the shame. Just take it as quiet as possible.
Commandments of everlasting life.
plan to live your life. So Lord, you can mirror out to me your instruction, your commandments. You can speak to receive grace in this hour for willingness. For it is you who is at work in us, both to will and to do. That power, grace is given to souls to be willing, to be willing to live your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. God bless you. Praise God. So, the family project is an hardcore project in the heart of God. God is the family being. That's why in the beginning you have the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. It's a family being. The Father. And say God. We can't know God. You can't know the beginning of God. Say amen. What you can know and that we are allowed to relate with is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. That's a mystery that was opened in the gospel to us to define the meaning of in the beginning God created. So it's not just the Word that created. Say amen. It's an agenda of persons. Creation is not just the Word that created. Though through by the Word all things were made. That's frame. All things were made frame. But creation is that design, what they had in mind. Say amen. It's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost that have that design. It's their thought. You know, their thought is, it moves in and out of themselves. Amen. Because they all have the record. They all bear the record. And because of the record, there's no time space in their thought. If the Father is thinking it, the Word is speaking it. The Holy Ghost speaking at the same time. There should be a travel space between personality, but in them there's no travel space. They are one. Just like what the mom was saying, we are also three in one. Spirit, soul, and body. And things are supposed to move from the bodies. Spirit, soul, body. But we know there's gap in us. There's a lot gap in us. Many things are in my heart now that I don't know. Amen. Many things are in my spirit that I don't even know after I clear off. So we have to depend on help to start from what we know to what is unknown. Amen. I went to the house place. So some of them are unknown in God, away to God. Some of them are unknown in us. But still, they are not known to us. So we have gaps. But they don't have a gap. They are one. They are one. So purposes and intentions are like that. That's why we saw in the verse 2 there. Is it verse 1 in the beginning? God, no. And the earth was without form and void. Is that right? And darkness upon the face of the deep. And what is it? And darkness. And the Spirit of God, can you see there? Move upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Say amen. So all of that is three of them at work. So even in that eternity, they still exist like a family. Like I always say, the Word also is Father. How do you know that? It's the Father. It's the Father. On His own, it's the Father. The Holy Ghost also is the Father. Yes, they are men of the beginning. They are fathers. The Holy Ghost gives things out. Things come from the Holy Ghost. And they are the source of the Holy Ghost. For example, the baby in the womb of Mary is of the Holy Ghost. How shall these things be? He said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Then the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing shall be called. So that child was of the Holy Ghost. The child of the Holy Ghost. No wonder immediately he was born, he was raised by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost moved straight and raised him. So, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. That was Holy Ghost child. I'm always saying that the Holy Ghost also is Father. And well, because in the eternal placement, they must differ. One of them must appear as Father. They are teaching us something in that place. Because at the end of the day, both Father and Mother are going to be fathers in the Spirit. But fatherhood now in the Spirit is not gender-based. It's status-based. It's not gender-based. Say amen. So in the Spirit, or in eternity, your wife also is going to be a father. I will host this. You're going to be a father. Your wife is going to be a father. There's neither male nor female. I want the house together, please. So we have the same place we are going. So before we leave the earth actually here, that mystery is not only when you get to heaven. God wants you to see that mystery. There is something about this. If marriage or family that we have biologically is not seeing it, there's going to be a limitation in what they should come into. So the hope of eternal life is not just for, it's for all of us, and it's for the earthly family to move into what God has in mind for the heavenly family. I mean the natural family. It's supposed to move into what God has in mind. In the spiritual family, it's supposed to all the family. God is the Father of all all. Say, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The whole family in heaven and earth is named. So the family of heaven and earth is a family of Father. Say amen. And his sons. His Father and his sons. That's what makes the family. It's the Father. Say amen. And his sons. Not father, wife. And sons. It's the Father and his son. Is the kingdom of Father and sons. All the parables in the Bible. What are the parables about? The king and his son. And the promise is upon the king and his son. Or the father and his son. Say amen. In Psalm, is it not 130? Let's start that Psalm. If thy children will obey me, that should be 130 what? 132, let's check it. Amen. Are you here with me, please? Lord, help us today. Verse 10, for thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thy anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forever. So it is the throne of David and his children. When the children are able to sit on the throne, they become sons of David, right? So it's the throne of the father and sons. There's no wife there. Is it there? Are you with me, please? Yeah? Amen. It's the throne of the Father. So it's government. That throne is rulership. It's government. It's for reigning. To make a life to reign. The throne is supposed to stop every other throne. When the throne is in this order, it will stop every other throne. What I say, please? When the throne is after this order, it will do what? But there are other thrones that are also speaking on the earth here, declaring death. But this throne is designed to bring the life to reign. So why was God using all of this matter? Why was God using all of this? Why would he take a whole nation, take a whole reign of David to play out this? Even Abraham, when it came to the throne of Abraham to be approved of God, God said to Abraham, go and offer thy son, thy only son. And when Abraham was going to offer it, it didn't involve Sarah in that matter. So it's an agenda of the father and his son. In the son he got, Ishmael, the wife was involved. The wife paranoid it. And God said, this agenda is between Abraham and his sons. So, are you in the house with me tonight? That is the kingdom. That is the dominion of eternal life. That's why, listen to me. The journey there must change everyone to sons. Both male and female must be changed to sons. That's why in resurrection, they neither marry nor give it to marriage. All of them are children. Those children are sons. All the children of resurrection are sons. Does it mean that when you get to resurrection, you won't know that this is my sweetheart being built? Some people just feel like, you see this marriage thing. If Jesus just permits, when I get to heaven, I still want, we don't understand. You are moving to a higher union. Higher union. Amen. As much as we want to explore everything in this present order of union. And we're not going to leave back any small thing. Amen. We will explore everything about this one. Because if you're not faithful in what is not your own. This one they give, it's not our own. They give it to us. We go use them. Amen.
so we can get our original on. So no matter how much we enjoy this one, it's not the original. That man said, well, eh? You must show faithfulness in this one. For you have to be faithful. It's a key. This one is a key in there. This one. That's why, listen to me. Everyone must be a part of a family system. That's why I like when my mommy read that all the time. Talking about widows. See what they give about the widows. Who are widows indeed? Are see brought up. Can you see? Well reported of good works. If she has brought up or raised. It is if he has born children. May I respect Bible. Yes, because of the wisdom of laying. If she has relieved the afflicted, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has diligently followed every good work, listen to me. This widow, they're not written by Holy Ghost. They're not written by gift. They're not written by miracles. They're not written by anything. Is a Christ widow, or this is a Christ nature in the feminine. She happened to be a widow. That is why when we come to church and we receive ministries in church, the place of assessment is in nature. And the place of proof of nature is in the family. When we live here now and get home, we become ourselves. There's a church mode we have. When we're coming to church, we wear that mode. But when we get back home, there's a way you just remove your shoe. You're switching your video. Just your AC and deploy your real self. When you are here, you just know that this is a house of the Spirit. You come here speaking in tongues, mashkata, po malenda, po namasenda, lahada bahata, mimrosh ke meni manta, and you expect one tongue to arrive somewhere there. Park there. Oh, the Lord is in the house today. Amen. And the Lord is, I'm going to speak my words there today. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. And that is essential as order of service. But the reason for that order is to live a nature. A nature. And the place of deployment of nature is up. Family. Someone can be active in his department in church. And when they get back home, you want to go and sleep. Hard working in church, lazy at home. Ah, you carry bucket, carry water. When he gets home, if he justified, he has labored. Yeah.
And church will say, that sister is wonderful. He labors a lot. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at, let's go back there. If she has brought up children, that's at home. If she has lost strangers, where? If she has washed feet of the saints, where? If she has relieved the afflicted, where? If she has diligently followed every good work. So, like Mommy was saying today, why we are introduced to doctrine that actually both the meek of the word and the meat of the word, the expression of Christ's nature. It's Christ that gave the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is the meek of Christ. I didn't know that. Holy Ghost is the meek of Christ. There's the meat of Christ, which is the doctrine. So Holy Ghost itself is not really a doctrine, as it were. You see, the Holy Ghost just say, don't go there. Take this side. Wait now. He gives instruction. He doesn't teach really. All the things he has been saying, go this way, go this way. He will not come in the meat and teach it as doctrine. Because the meat a child is taking is part of the body of the woman. If the woman is not feeding well, the muscles of the breast will start going for it. So when you say the mother is not feeding well, the breast will go flat very soon. Because the child will put demand on the body. So it will, but to convert the meat to milk. So if somebody is leaning, going down, yet he's still breast milk feeding. So both meat and milk are from a person. Are we in the house together, please? Say amen. So, it's a must that we must start well with doctrine by learning. Learning is key. I'm not saying teaching now. I say learning. The goal of education is learning. It's when you have learned that it's clear you have been taught. If you have not learned, learning means you have obtained a permanent change of behavior by reason of information you received. So if there's no change of behavior, then you have not really learned. Are we in the house here together, please? So the church job, sir, is to teach and to demonstrate the life so that souls can learn. Learning means there at the point of disposition of the life at every point of requirement. That's why every epistle ends up with instruction starting from family. We're going to check all of them. All of them. All of them. It's family. We can't have real measure of how much you have learned here. The place where we can measure your learning is in the family. In this place, we're going to have a lot of assumed learning. Assumed learning. And because, listen to me, in the past, church feels that they see these standards and put it on the home. For example, if you are, when you get to Timothy, deacons, bishop, the requirements are domestic. Their demands are domestic. Deacon, be grave, double tongue, not given to wine, not given to fit local, only minister of the faith in a pure conscience, or of bishop, blameless, husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, up to teach. That's home teaching. That's home teaching. That's not church teaching. Up to teach. Not given to live with no to wine, no striker, not greedy of fitting locker, but patient, not broilers, not covetous. So, you know that the whole thing is domestic. And that's why in those days, when they want to appoint a deacon, or when they appoint you a deacon, the family is in trouble. Or they appoint you a bishop. Because the bishop will take the standard and go and deliver it to his wife and children to keep. The child of a deacon or bishop must not misbehave. Eleba testimony me je. Eleba ise ranse mi je. I want to ask this. Because it's not saying that it's not a requirement they are giving him now because of a bishop. It's because it's a requirement you ought to have fulfilled by growth. It should be measured by that to say that this man has the mystery of faith. Yes, assess the hidden secret of faith. But life of faith is flowing forth. Can you see that? As it has extended to the wife, to the home, to the children, to his business. Huh? As in that place, in that family place, business. Most Christians will say, this is my business. Church, don't get involved. This is my business. Please. You have obey church in church. Okay? Leave my business for me. No, it can't be your business. It can't. You are representing church in that business. You don't understand the economy. Even if the pastor does not come there to see you, he's watching over it from distance. Why? Life is to be measured there. Your true life, huh? Your true life is in that place. It's not in the gift you send to church. Forget about your gifts. We didn't get some things well because we are not seeing hope. We're not seeing the future. That the future is for us. This present family is supposed to move into another family. It's supposed to say amen. It's supposed to transit into an eternal family. Eternal family. So church duty is to ensure that they transit the families. Say amen. Is to ensure that they transit the families into the eternal family. That is the family of the Father and his sons. That every one person in the natural family end up becoming sons of God. Say amen with me, please. Are you getting this craft of wisdom of God? It's not my wisdom, it's his wisdom. So once we separate church from
the family. Then you truncate the hope. You truncate the hope. Who will preach eternal life forever? Nothing will happen. It will never be manifest. Because, listen to me. As life, because this thing is life. It's life, sir. This thing is life. This is not yearning. It's what you became. It's who you are. Amen. So what we are aiming at is not when we have a big cathedral and everything is just kai. When you get there, say, God is here. Kai, kai. What's the church in this city? Just go and attend City Gate Church. When you get there, you will be amazed that in just 20 years, such a magnificent thing can happen. Oh my God, you've not gotten the matter. You have not gotten the thing. That our assessment platform is not in the passing materials. Sir, we are building the war to come. Which, amen. We are building things that God needs to dwell in. Resting. Resting. This is God's dream. This is God's vision. And that is the reason for the natural family. Family is not built so you can enjoy yourself. That it's after you get married. That you say, this thing. As I was talking yesterday, just the evening in the what? The dinner. Who finds the job easy? Who finds the job easy? Is it the man that finds the job easy? Or the woman? It's work. It's when you get there, you don't know. One bit was smoke. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. This God, though. What time I want to go? Time I want to get in here. The issue is that, as I'm saying now, those who are normally are saying, Jen Debina. Pastor, I'm all the stack there, so. Can I say, you're Jen Debina? Amen. Say amen. But we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Walk by revelation. And you have to live by that revelation. God had to put things around it. And when you saw that lady, your eyes not just living. It is what you want to eat you are looking for. But what you want to eat you is looking for. You know what I'm saying? God needs you. God wants you. God desires you. God wants a family. But you want a husband. You want a wife. But God wants a family. So God said, let's agree together. I know what you want. Me too, I have a need. Let's sign a deal. So when you are signing your wedding material, what are you signing? A deal with God. Say, hey man, it's a deal with God. Praise God. And God will now, when you finish the deal, God will now start opening up his deal much more. Part of the deal is amen. Maybe you want a boy first, they give you a girl first.
And you want second way again? Say, God, okay, no problem. But the one can be gay, and that boy can come. It's part of the deal. I'm saying that. From there, he moves the church to say, can that sister still live in your house? And when you are in your mind, that sister, wow. I've seen her in church. And your mind, thank God, I just need somebody to be with me in the house. Sometimes my husband's not around. I just need somebody. Daddy, yes. You will meet the sister at home, not in church. But badly. You will help her. She also help you. She will help you to grow. Listen to me. If those things are not there, you will never change. If everything goes... that Christ, say Christ thing. Come on, say Christ thing. Christ thing is seated in church. Church of Christ. That Christ thing is church. I'm saying, not church service. Church life. That church mystery. That church membership that involves solical addition and integration. Say, hey, man. Without it, you can't be clean. So, what is the essence of doctrine? Doctrine is to empower you before their instruction comes. What is doctrine? It's empowerment. Empowerment for instruction. If you are empowered and there's no instruction, it's not complete. The man will be put on that empowerment to know that you have learned a form of life. Say, hey, man. Romans 6, verse 17. The Lord will grant us speed today, okay? Because sometimes we feel we have an alternative from church. No, we don't have an alternative from church. That's why people who have lived as brethren before find it difficult to stay in church. Maybe you have been on campus. Are you know what I'm saying? You have been on campus. On campus, you have served God. You have walked in the Holy Ghost. You have walked in gift of the Spirit. I went in the house, please. And you are a brother. And you have many brethren. To come back to local assembly is difficult. Because on campus don't teach Christ. What I use is the Holy Ghost. They can't use Christ. They can't. Because the structure of Christ is not there. And it can't be there. So you come from campus, inherit everlasting. Forget about it. You can't. It's not designed. So it's not just message you hear and you want to go into. The protocol and process. The wisdom that God put in place to get it done. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine
that was delivered. You have obeyed. How do you obey doctrine? Without instruction. So you made your obedience because instruction was given on the time of knowledge delivered to you. Are you in the outside, please? That's how, for we as pastors, we know that we can't force things to happen. We can't force people to a mode. We have to allow doctrine to water the heart very well and give it time. God, grace is not easy. To access grace, say amen. For grace to come to heart, it takes time. For grace, for teaching to result in grace. That's why the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all. Teaching, can you say, it doesn't teach us what? It's teaching us. Oh, that deny. Say amen. Ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. This present world is not Babylon. It's in the present arrangement. So, family is part of this present world. Huh? I didn't know that. So it's not something you live in an ungodly world. No. In the present arrangement that God has designed. Say amen. So this present world is majorly family. So our saying grace has to come. So teaching is to produce grace. Grace is what empower hearts to do righteousness or to deny. Some things we teach from heart in 1 week, they have found grace into it. Why some the next 1 month? Because God knows the darkness in that soul. You know what I'm saying now? The soul is still battling with it. But one thing the soul must not do is to negate or speak against the grace. Even if you don't have grace now to do it, your heart should not. This is true. Yes, but she's reading. Ah, but Otonio. Then it means you are of faith. You must agree. The power of agreement is in you. As you are hearing truth, your spirit says, that's true. That's true. Otonio. Ah, Otonio. And your heart is agreeing. You have that duty of response. But that does not make grace has come. Teaching over time open the door of grace. Because the heart should be established with grace. What should prepare heart is grace. Not works. Not even sometimes law. There's a law of grace. Are we in the house, please? That's why Pastor Timothy will not stop teaching. That's his own duty. Keep teaching, instructing, and keep following to see it obeyed. But to wear it on you by all means, he may not be able to do it. As long as you're not resisting what he's teaching. Yeah. He can't wear it on you by all means. We're not allowed to wear it by all means. Are we in the house, please? That's your own duty of response. You're not allowed. We're not allowed to touch it. No, you are not allowed to do it. As long as you're not going behind to tell others what are they doing. If the pastor hears that, he will charge you strongly because that is an instrumentation of Satan. You are not going yourself. I want to stop it, that's why I'm going in. So you need an open rebuke. Not a rebuke. Open rebuke. But that thing you are doing is satanic. You want to destroy souls. We're trying to rescue your own soul. You want to get more to yourself. Jesus will not allow that. If it's Judas, only one is okay. Satan must not get two. But that chance he had, he could have gotten five. Yes, he could have gotten five.
But Jesus rescued all of them from his hand. He prayed them out of Judas. He prayed them out one by one. Sir, that Peter could withstand Jesus, I'm not too sure, is far from Judas' influence. For Peter to say, I should expect age. At this time, you should listen to us. When I explain that thing, it's not, it can be far from Judas' influence. And you won't hear anything from Judas. You won't hear anything from him. He's a backbiter. He takes the back to bite. Takes the back to heart. If you find yourself in that strange spirit, please repent. And I'm telling you, it's destructive. There's an extent you can go with it for the Lord judge you on it. Don't speak against the message. If you have issue with the man of God, no problem. They don't speak against the message. As long as you are in the atmosphere of the message. If the thing that they go where, leave the place. I'm telling you, just leave the place. Why? We're not staying here. We're going somewhere. We are on a journey, sir. We are on a journey. And that journey to God is very important. It's very important. The things ahead of us on earth is vital. That Satan must be judged is vital. That the government of wickedness which we brought is vital. This evil can't keep on going on for million generations. The Lord has an intention. And the intention is to bring the word of life. Say amen. Are you in the house here today, please? So, the Christ space of church. You see that when you move to everlasting life, it doesn't address them as they address them in Christ church anymore. Yes, I went in the house, please. It doesn't address, you hardly see anything that has to do directly with home. No. It's now about elders, sons, elect lady, children. Those epistles now start handling garden life. Are you saying? So you won't see there instruction on family in the Epistle of John. It's instruction on the heavenly family. So it's because they have done Christ well in this contest, they have now moved them. I know this or that. One thing every soul hates most is the issue of stepping to the family world. That's the warfare. Every soul does not want you to pastor. This pastor church. Don't come to our house. They only shout if a child is rebelling. The child is rebelling and they say, Pastor, a jaw on my day, she got only a blood on. As long as a child is not rebelling and the man is not breaking the head of the woman, the two of them don't want church inside that place. A woman will only talk when the thing is beyond them, when it's clear that the husband is messing up. The man will only talk when he feels that he has taken his final decision. Pastor, this marriage thing, I'm done with it. That's when the man is going to talk.
The woman will run to church when she knows that she wants to die in this place. The man will run, will only go to church to inform them. Pastor. Mi o se ma o lorin to nko. Praise God. So, the project ahead of us is justification. To be justified means to be made right. We were all wrong. If they type anything on your system on the screen, what do we see is wrong. Error, please. The best of your intention. Wrong. Because you are a product of your culture, background, tradition, exposure, inherited nature, and at most, Holy Ghost. That's what you call big believer. But the Holy Ghost does not drive those things away. Holy Ghost can live inside those things. That's why from the same day you got born again, you can receive the Holy Ghost. Makabobaya! You see, the way they make the Holy Ghost at that level, you know, it's a small dose of the Holy Ghost. Just small dose, but that small dose can stay anywhere. Amen. And you want to continue church like that. So that's why when church is not built on exalting gifts, some soul will run away. That church, they will just kill your gift. Because they are not, see, those gifts to overshadow nature. So we won't see nature anymore. We'll be basking in the gift. No problem. They will use, amen. That church, this is the game. We go there, we just go and sit down for 10 years. They will kill your grace. And the real intention is to make you sit down. Nobody will damn the year. The year is in the hand of your maker. Or somebody will bring you up until there's, and there may not be need for that thing for the next 10 years. In a season, they can just ordain 10 pastors, one, another one. Don't think the next season will be next year. Yeah, but the grace of God, the next set will be me long set. So what do you think? The Holy Ghost is monitoring. He's managing the house to ensure that every soul, the ones who truth there, ordained there, they also have their trouble. He knows that crop, and he's the one who cropped them. And the next one that will stay nearly endlessly, he also knows their crop. He knows their soul. In view, and pray today the Lord will open our eyes. So that the project can go on and without noise. Because when you are on this site of building, no noise must be there. Quarry cut the stone, bring it in, and fit it in. You don't use hammer there. Say amen. So there will be no disputing on our streets. So, I said the key word is to be justified. It means to be made light. It is When you are made right, they can put anything on you, but they have to make you right first. And so we must seek to be justified. To be justified by faith. So therefore, we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Being justified. But I tell you this, being just, it's not automatic. Galatians. Tell me Galatians. Chapter 2 of Galatians. 16. Thank you very much. 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. You know, this thing is revelation. Let's understand. Wait first. You would think it was what happens to you when you go born again. But let's look at it. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. And not by works of the law, but by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified or made right in God's sight. So the reason for doctrine and obedience is for justification. So it's to make your soul right from the wrong. So it means that the soul is wrong. Right. So a man who is to be justified must have accepted that I'm wrong. I tell you, bro, you are wrong. You are wrong. From your fundamental reason, you are wrong. Not from your thinking, you are wrong. The quality of your affirmation and standards are wrong. Praise God. So everything you desire in righteousness. I want to get a job. I want to get married. I want to raise a family. All of them are webs. Pure justification. Oh, platform to deploy. To deploy doctrine for justification. Why sometimes you want to leave a job? God will just say, stay there. If you are in the realm of the message, the word of faith of the past move, Holy Ghost word, everything that looks good is your advantage. It's God. The better paying job is God. Go for the best. Go for the heights. Go for excellence. God, just go and get it. It's yours. And in a place, it's not wrong. But when it comes to justification, everything is not that. Glitter is not gold. It's not every high pay that's your own pay. It's not every... Sometimes when we look at our stay in London, for example, our stay in London helped us to take time to get the things without a pressure of demand. We could just stay on as if nothing is in focus. And the thing comes bit by bit. But there's no prayer. If you're in a big city, there'll be a little bit of prayer. You know what I'm saying? So to get that focus, get that, it's not Kami will be when you are seeing crowd everywhere. Your everything you do will be towards crowd. So he's the only wise God. All of us are fools. When you hear the word only wise, who again is the wise? So the only wise God. Isn't it to the wise God, to the only wise God? or other woman. Fools. So, we are seeking to be justified. And you must go on that journey to seek to be justified. That faith is not assumption. Faith there is the teaching of Christ or the doctrine of Christ that put demand on deployment at home. The final deployment place of that doctrine is home. That's the final. That's why every one person connected to a family somewhere there. In church, you are not allowed to live independently. Yes, even if you get a flight, that's your flight. You should connect to a family for oversight. Yes, sir. I'm not of this generation. I think you know that. Yes, sir. So I'm not aware of your of your challenges. Yes, but I'm bringing you what the Lord taught me, yes, sir, on the way to eternal life. Every soul needs overseer. What is the household? Overseer. When your mother entered the house, you know, no mother enters the house for 5 minutes and don't talk. Part two, F4. She will take the broom and sweep it for you. Don't see the way it is. He's teaching you. You will see that something you will refuse it. Koni refuse in church, but see, you see there, it I refuse it. That is the one I must die. You can't use your vulnerabilities to go to heaven or to go to life. You know the things, the way things are in this place. They present other things around. You are still speaking vocabulary. You will obey doctrine. You will obey life. When you are ready, if you are not ready, nobody will force you. When you are ready, you will enroll. Say amen. Do you? Nah. God took Abraham. He just took him as an experiment to tell you how the journey looked like. Say amen with me, please. Because Abraham is going to father faith. That faith pattern is needed. So they just put him on the journey of life. With that faith pattern. Everything Abraham got at the end, he didn't bargain for it. It's about having a nation like other nations to him. Having his own children and becoming a great man. Because I will make that name great. In his mind, he's thinking about great men of his days. Where they began with him. They now get to 17th of Genesis. Abraham! That was 99 years. 90 years and 9. I said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Let's move to the next. I'm Almighty God. Can you walk before me now? Please say, walk with me. Walk before me. You have spent 24 years in this school. Show me what you have mastered. It's not 24 years of you state. No. You must have mastered something. Walk before me and show perfection. That's the band. That's what I'm. You want to be a father of the nation, Abby? The reason for 24 years is to gain mastery. To have aligned, accept. Because in 15, that would say he believed God. To have stand them for righteousness. So now use righteousness to gain justification. Use righteousness. So now deploy. Let's see how you have done it. I'm the God Almighty. I have a covenant to make with you. Already, you have one with you already. But there's another one you're still going to make. But this next one requires you to have mastered. That's meaning of justification. To be made right is to have mastered a life. You're not just accepting it. You have mastered it. People will spend your money, spend your money, spend your money, spend your money. Until all the projects in your mind disappear. And I've told all of them that were in that school. Now he's having up to 5 or 7 in his house. Eh? Up to 7, right? 8 in your house. They will spend your money on, until all projects vanish. Buy a car, you won't buy a car, and they give you a car. So grace must, something must, an energy or force of life must bring the car. What is happening? They want to destroy your dream and vision so you can see God's vision. There's a, listen to me. There's a vision. Say, hey, man. There's a vision that you can't see by study. Even if they explain it, you believe it. You won't still see it. Am I in the house, please? The vision of the kingdom of God, or the vision of the promise of life, or the vision of the Father and the Son. They are all the same thing. Say amen. That's why I don't go to heaven now. You want me to tell anything there? You can, you know, no. They don't need you heaven now. You don't, if you don't see the vision, you go to heaven. You will see nothing. You can be in heaven and heaven will be blank. Is the thing that make you stay, make you see, you will see in heaven. John was caught up to heaven. Didn't see anything. Elder John was caught up to heaven. He got there, didn't see anything. And they make him see. The other, come and see means that you can't see. If you don't say come and see, you won't see what's in heaven. You will be seeing, you will not see. Well, how many see there is the vision, is the sight they have gained. Yes, sir. The sight they have gained, you won't see a seed of God there. If you see a seed of God there, that will be the least vision. But it's not a world of, it's not a world of physical material. Everything there is talking about life. jasper, sardine's life, his life quality. When you hear God in heaven, you won't see God like. You have learned, you have seen this go for a long time. You won't see it, you won't know it. This God is not, this one is not there. This one is an earthly expression of the real God. Is it corruption? You won't see it. It's life. Say amen. So I don't have a problem with people who go to heaven and so many of things. And it's the eyes you see that you wish to see when you get there. Hold your name. Yes. It is what you see on the earth here. So when they see there, they are seeing whatever is the height of the head. You won't see. So John, they made him see. Come and see. Just come and see. And why? That sight they give to me, it's not his own sight though. It is come. It's the invitation. It's not yet his nature.
Yes, sir.
When they finish it, it will go back to his nature.
Yes.
Then it will not have to journey on the pathway to it. So he came back and all he saw, he turned them the doctrine. Came back and he wrote John. Because it was then he knew that they in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
Nobody had the boldness to say it. It's after Revelation. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Nobody can say that. Except that's been revealed. Satan has said that cannot use what he has said to now to enter the scriptures. I find that his tree is there. It was it in scriptures. You don't see it. Say amen. So the gap between John and other gospel is so far. It's so far. So that's where we know God really. That's why we know the true God and eternal life. Say amen. I went in the house with him, please. So, please don't take church. I mean, church that is following the pattern. The pattern of the church in the heart of Jesus. Many years ago, there was the emphasis there of kingdom emphasis. In the late 90s to 2000. It was kingdom, everywhere is kingdom. What the Lord is saying now is not church, it's kingdom. So, we have to attend to it. Lord, what is this kingdom? So, we have to attend meetings, get tapes, materials, listen to them. And one of the journey of listening to them, the Lord just came unto me, it was too profound. So the last day is about church. It is the church I will give kingdom to.
Yes.
So later on, so then the scriptures now start coming. No, fear not.
Yes.
Oh, little flock, it is your Father's good will to give you the kingdom.
Yes.
You can't see kingdom on the street.
Yes.
You can't see kingdom from conference to conference.
Yes.
Kingdom itself is an invisible thing. You can't see it. Say amen.
Amen.
When the Lord said that, he just rested. He said, son, the last day you will be building churches.
Churches.
Because then when you see church that was present, it doesn't look like I think there's hope.
Yeah.
He said, there's a church in my heart.
It's
a church in my vision. He said, henceforth, keep seeing that church. Look away from the present. Keep seeing that church. Keep seeing that church. And I tell you, for a few years, I can just say, I saw that church. I saw that beautiful church. that God said to them, receive the kingdom. For we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. There's a church that is receiving kingdom that cannot be moved. So I'm describing our church to you. This one is the church that is being justified by faith. Say amen. Amen. Not this. You must seek it. You must seek at the point in your life, in your seeking the pursuit of God. You must arrive at that junction when now I am looking for justification. The reason why I'm in church is to be justified. Any system that is not seeking justification, I can't be helped by it and I can't belong to it. Church is not to maintain ministry. Church is the house where men are seeking for justification by faith. Say amen. Are we in the house, girl, please? So, every tool that God shows for justification will be embraced. So you now know that your family is not just for your enjoyment. Your family is a responsibility. It's a platform of justification. That's why you can't just talk to your children anyhow. You can't be bitter with your wife. Some things, I call them below belt matters. You know when you are fighting, when you want to fight boxing, you don't beat below the belt. So you must set below belt matters. In this house, we don't fight. In this out, we don't raise voice against each other. In this house, we don't insult ourselves. Below bed. It doesn't matter under any condition or circumstance, you don't get there. Once you get there, no matter how right you have been, you are wrong, 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 wrong. Everything's wrong. Everything's already wrong. Ain't left far. Ain't left. And the justice is how to make you not to shishi. You will learn how not to speak when you are angry. You will learn to see 1, 2, 3 wrong and keep quiet. Yeah. Who's the brother? Who's the brother? It does that can make fight happen easily. Yeah. And just every moment, fight. They are and you said that you have moved your no. Oh, live in this place. Oh, live you are among. And you are in a new house, in a new family. A new tongue must be given to you. A tongue of grace. Gracious tongue. You will learn. They will teach you how to speak. They will teach you what to speak. Yeah, they will teach you how to lay it when it's so bad. Much ain't sunny. You have to talk. You can't enter into life like that. You have to do it perfectly. Perfect, perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. Well, I say, well, without pastor being with you, you will do it. They'll be watching you like this one. Because I like that man that was healed at the gate called Beautiful. He was leaping up, stood. I like that. Leaping up, stood. Gradual. Then he began to walk. And walked. Before he walked, he leaped. Huh? They are the strength to the Christ life. Yeah, that's Christ's message. You must stand and walk until you master how to say it. You must believe that I will know how to say it. Sweetheart, I will learn how to say it. And God will help me to say it. And I will go after saying it right. Because
oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we are walking in you. We are walking. It's an operation. Operation, raise Christ in home. Operation, build Christ in every home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Operation, let faith be the hold of every home. Yeah. Every member must be catered for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single soul must be accounted for.
Yeah.
Every single soul must enroll in this project.
Yeah.
It's an operation.
Yeah.
It's a working. We are marking you. Marked you. We are knowing you. We know you. You are not hid in our sight.
Yeah.
We know you. And there is a purpose for you. It is possible. Christ's life is possible. When you embrace our medium, it is possible. And it is easy to attain.
Yeah.
If you follow our way, we are showing you our way. You must be meek and you must submit yourself.
Yeah.
You must surrender. You must give yourself to homes for tutelage. You must be willing in giving yourselves for families to be trained.
Yeah.
It is the season. That is the operation even for the hour.
Yeah.
That is the operation even in this season. And you must be part of it because we are watching you.
Yeah.
You must attain to justification.
Yeah.
See in the spirit.
Say amen. Amen. Say amen. You must attain, right? I think we can hear all of that. We can, you know? We must attain. Attain to justification. Say amen. Just one of the pieces. Let me just pick one of the pieces. I'm going somewhere, but I'm instructed to pass through this place. So we can't really say how meek you are. It's when it's for men, when they give you list, that list, market list. Amen. How is the man here who doesn't receive market list? You look at it and just leave it there first of all, and just walk away. It was 250 last week, last month. Now it's now from 220. What has happened? And the content has not changed. That's where you'll be weak in. They have not added anything. The same thing last month. Amen. You just walk around. You're not allowed to comment on it. What? You're not allowed. It's your house. Just leave it there and walk away. And be coming with the Holy Ghost. So let's take Colossians. Maybe we're going to take Colossians, Ephesians, and say, amen. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. And like it is fit. Proper. Proper. To submit as fitting does not come one day, sir. You will grow. Yeah, you will grow into it. To submit is not surrender.
Yes, sir.
Surrender is that you were conquered to do it. You were forced to do it.
Yeah.
Submit is that you willingly give it.
Hallelujah.
It's yours. You lay down.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Aha. So that's what you just saw reasons to just be under. And you know that anybody, the one over, has everything.
Yeah.
And you willingly gave it. Say amen. There's a lot of power in that. That's power.
Yes,
a lot of power. There are many things that can make it difficult. Sometimes when you got married, you just say, Lord Jesus, I receive grace to submit to my mother. I find grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, just help me. I'm willing. I'm willing, Lord. I'm willing. I want to be like Sarah. I'm willing, Lord. I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm willing to go all the way. All the way. Oh. When you not enter into the matter and you see the demand of submission, you're going to see that it's not as easy because the man you are submitting to is not perfect.
Yeah.
The resources does not go exactly the way you expect it to go. That would be another dealing for him to stay within the confines of the family in spending. Say, hey man, the font type he wants to use that he can manage. All the things around him are standards. And if it's not there, it's not meeting. So sometimes our resources can go for, can slip into those selfish desires. You know what I'm saying? That in 1 year you are changing your mind. This submission matter. Think of a church where the pastor can hear such and say, what's wrong with me, brother? What's wrong with you? How can you spend that way?
Yeah.
How can you? Your wife is not complaining, but that's not right. It's only somebody that can say, it's not everybody that can say it.
Yes.
But pastor will say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has the authority to say it, and he will say it. He will not look at your eyes.
Yeah.
So when you're not on that, when you're not on that church, I tell you, your trouble going to be plenty. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Say amen. If I thought if it's not a pastor, there will be other elderships, and I will just say, bro, I know you are one of us, but you see, this matter does not go this way. So no soul is going to escape it. Your husband as sweet. Husbands, love your wives. And be not bitter against them. So there's tendency to be bitter.
Yes, sir.
Bitter. I'm tired today. I'm tired tomorrow. Third day, I'm feeling headache here. I was feeling like the day you were not feeling headache, you were not available. OTD booba. So you're going to wake up like that one. How are you, sweetheart? What do you want to eat? Anything. 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 Just anything. Your answer will be coming one word. One syllable word. One syllable word. You are trying not to keep malice. You are trying not to keep malice. You are trying not to keep malice. You are worrying.
Struggling.
But you just be like, one word should be okay for now. So if you're not saying life inheritance ahead,
yes, sir.
I tell you, we stay on that flat term forever. You stay like that one. It doesn't look too bad. But it's not showing mastery.
Yes, sir.
Say, it's not showing mastery. So there are things we can manage in our household that's not looking bad, but it's not displaying mastery. Do you get it? So the issue there is not, it's not that we are coping. It's not that we're coping. But are you showing mastery of understanding of doctrine? Is that life of Christ overrunning your own ideology? Say amen. Children, obey your parents in all things. For this is well pleased unto the Lord, children. So if this upper part is having problem, children will not obey.
Yeah.
I like what I said at the time. Once you are a person who does not align with church, the spirit moves to your house.
Yes.
I tell you, your children will rebel.
Yes.
Write it down.
Yes.
Your children will rebel. It's a spirit of, it's that spirit will just jump down. To let you know that what you are handling is an holy estate. And spirits are after it. Say amen. So please, I beg you, don't stay at home and speak evil of church, okay? I went in the house, please. If you have any issue with anybody, go straight and address it. Don't make your bed a place to discuss church in a negative way. Don't make that bed a place. That bed is holy. You know what I'm saying? That bed is a place of blessing. Say amen. It's not just sex we do there. There's blessing there.
Yes,
I went in the house together, please.
Yes,
so you can see God's anger with Ananias and Sapphira.
Yes,
that he must not cross to church.
Yes,
fathers, provoke not your children to anger. Kai. Lest they be discouraged. So when everything in the house is shouting, what happens? Everybody withdraw.
Yes, sir.
Or you pick on everything. They must wear the kind of shoe you like. They must wear the kind of clothes you like. They must, everything about their life, you want to regiment it to your own taste. Listen, the children also have their life to live. They have things they like. Why most of our parents act well with many of us is that regiment. It's too short. It's too long. It's jumpy. You have not bought it up. You have not done that. They are not in your generation. And in their generation, people are still getting born again. Without your clothes tie. Now, it happened to the past generation. It must not happen to that generation again. You must not be rigid. Don't be rigid. Even in that generation, if it is short they are wearing, in their own generation, they will wear short. They want to wear their bead. Let them wear their bead. Don't kill them there. My daughter said, I have taught in church something you teach them by revelation, but the conscience of your tradition is a problem. He said, Daddy, I like lecturing. Why are you tempting with all of the materials? I remember that it's not wrong. The father of adornment. But to our social mindset, have to look at my social mindset and look at the new generation evolving who are not sinning. They're not sinning. They fear God. They love God. I said, but go ahead. Let me bear the shame. Go ahead. But they are the next generation. And we must not make them bitter. Must not provoke them. Are you in the house with me, please? So, like I told, I said, I'm ready to father all of you till 90. Yes, because I want to understand what's happening in your generations. Yeah. I don't want disconnect anymore. I don't want generation disconnect. I want the house together, please. So when he's saying these things, he's rolling out doctrines. That I need to understand it. If you don't know what I'm talking about now, you will have done it and they are provoked without you knowing. Yeah. Just withdraw from talking with you. Very soon they start receiving messages from other places. Before you know it, they are not with you anymore. They are gone. But I know everywhere they are today now, they are streaming these messages.
Yeah.
They are rejoicing in it. Because
yeah.
It's blessing them.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. What we're doing now, I know where it's going. It must have third generation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we must midwife that generation. Say, hey, man. We won't force them to stay in our churches, but they will stay there willingly. They will look outside. They will say, where shall we go? Where do we go? Where do we want to go? We have everything that we need here. Where do we go? Praise the Lord. So, the major issue to deal with is corruption. It's not just fleshly desires. It's corruption. Corruption that invade the realm of men that does not allow them to see God. Because the real place of safety is in God. It's in God, yes. All we're saying now is still not perfect. That's why if you want to mark us in that place, you won't get it right. You have to mark us based on what is being revealed. But if I want to mark on how 100% the result is yielding, it don't still give you 100% result. Okay? Say amen. But you will see that a life is flowing forth. Evident. That's the realm that Paul called not seen clearly enough. Now we see darkly. We see darkly. Even in that perfect Christ, you still see darkly. It's not darkness of Christ, it's darkness within us. There's some darknesses that cannot still be invaded for now. So that marking us there is marking us on, are we pressing towards perfection? So church is going to be looking to them every day and see how to perfect it. And perfecting it. Perfecting it, perfecting it, perfecting it. Sometimes people are living in people's house there. We watch them from distance. But they are not your children. They are children of God. Say amen. And yes, they are first of all children of God. So they are our children. So if they are living in your house, just told me that you have all the right. No. We watch them from distance. As if things are going wrong with that person. So each day we seek out to perfect the work. Yeah. We seek out to perfect it. But the reality is that we are obeying a doctrine. You see what I'm saying? Say amen. We are obeying a form of life. And that itself is a major threshold in our pursuit of life. Say amen. I went in the house to get a place. Now, what can actually save is the vision.
Yes, sir.
Is the hope. You know, we read the place yesterday, therefore, being just by faith, we have peace with God, okay? And that is to give us a standing in the grace where we can rejoice in the hope of glory. What they call glory is future.
Yes, sir.
What they call glory is the vision.
Yes, sir.
I went in the house, please. What they call glory is the Father and His Son.
Yes, sir.
What they call glory is eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying now? All of this meant the same thing, but we need to see that glory. Let me read the blessing to you from John. You know, see that John's gospel was written for us to see it. I went in the house, please. Or to see the vision of the kingdom, or vision of the Father and the Son. How the present Christ's word is to midwife. Into that dominion of the Father, the Son. That's what exactly the whole church is meant for. So in the book of John, let's just move a little bit there today, okay? Say amen. The Lord will grant us speed in that space. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. John Gospel. So John Gospel is not written, it's written to those who have belief. For them to believe again. But I say, it's true of those who have believed. Those who have believed to be saved from sin or from flesh. Not to be saved from destruction or saved from corruption or saved from decay or perishing. So when you read that place in John chapter 3, when it says, for God so loved the world, you know it with me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. His only begotten Son. His only begotten Son. Or the only begotten Son. Believe on the only begotten Son. That's not yet the true God. Say amen. That believe on the only begotten Son. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. Let's see. Saved from what? He that believes on the Son is not condemned. Are you there with me, please?
Yes,
but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Why is he not mentioning Christ now? Why has he switched to the only begotten Son? We know Christ is the beloved Son of God, right?
Yeah.
He has not believed on the only begotten Son. So it means that citing that word is to help us believe.
Yes, sir.
Believe again in the only begotten Son. God, the begotten Son is the custodian of the kingdom of the Father.
Yes, sir.
That thing called Father is the Son that has it. That Father and Son word. Say amen. Not God and children of Jesus. No. The Father and Son word. There's the sphere of God and his children who are born in Christ. Are you in the house with him, please? Well, let me show you that vision. Let me show you that vision. Daniel. Let's see Daniel. Daniel was talking about it. That was Daniel 9. He was talking about how all this thing will be cleared off. Let's see. Praise God. 9. Say amen with me, please. It's an age-long thing. It's not just starting with us. Praise God. 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, right? And upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity. Are you there with me, please? And to do what? To bring in. So all of that is to bring in everlasting righteousness. And to seal up. So the everlasting righteousness is the beginning of the vision. Then to seal up, is to finish it. So to seal it up means that to complete the program the program. Then when that happens, then it's going to be, and you seal up the vision and the prophecy. So the vision should end up in prophecy. That is when they can enact the power of the full power of the Most Holy. That's power of eternal life, raw eternal life power. That's the power of the Most Holy. But that cannot be done except you move to bringing in of everlasting righteousness. Are we in the house, please? And finish it. That is to seal the vision. So there's a vision and prophecy. Say amen. The vision is the God's hidden intention for the future of man. Now that hidden intention, listen to me, has always been there from the beginning. What did God divide in the trees? He told them in the garden, eat of all of the tree, of these trees. You can you freely eat of them. And then you seal it with eating the tree of life. So it tells you that the essence of the garden is to partake in trees. I want the house this. Is to finish righteousness. Trees of righteousness. Is that not? Planting of the Lord. That it may be glorified. So there are trees of righteousness. Is that not what it says in Isaiah? To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give unto them beautiful arches, oil of joy for mourning. Are we together here? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called trees. Trees of righteousness. That's the trees of the garden. Are trees of righteousness. And actually, they are everlasting righteousness. But if the living soul will eat tree, it's not Christ's tree anymore. God's not dealing with flesh. So it's everlasting righteousness. It's trees of everlasting righteousness. It's called the planting of the Lord. That he might be glorified. So man was meant to eat of the tree, of those trees, and finish the trees in the tree of life. Tree of life is the consummation of the trees. Are we in the house together, please? So you have to finish the vision and the prophecy. I call the vision and prophecy. The vision and prophecy. Can you see that vision? And prophecy is two of them, like that one. Amen. And it's scattered in scriptures. The law and the testimony. The word of God and the prophet and the testimony. Are we in the house, please? Is the vision. Vision is to sight the sun, to see the image, to see the frame, to see the world of the sun. Are you right to what I'm saying now? You know what I'm saying there? To sight means to understand it, to comprehend it. To see how the present life is meant to enter in there. You know, before now, our parents do things to go to heaven. They will be the way I'm bearing. I don't want to miss heaven. And that thing has something in itself. They will bear things so they will not miss heaven. But this one is to sight it. So if you don't sight heaven, you can't see heaven. You have to see it first. And so it's not just something that stays away from you. It's something you can see. I went to the house this. You can see the word of the Father and His Son. So the vision and prophecy, the vision. So the son constored that vision. And the end of it is the prophecy. And that vision must be finished. Say amen. That's what, so when you say church is waiting for kingdom. As the little children, this the Father's going to give you the kingdom. And it is the, it will make you see it. You will cite it, then you will now register for the program of receiving it. Say amen. But you must see it first. See means it must make meaning to your heart. The economy must make sense to your heart. Your heart must agree that this is my world. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm entering to. They also call it ascension. Are we in the house, please? I was going to say that it takes those who seek righteousness to ascend. This is the blessing. This is the blessing to them that seek thy face. That seek thy face, oh Jacob. So it is those who seek righteousness. Let's see that place quickly. Psalm 24. Who shall I? Okay, four. Go to four. Five. He shall receive blessing from the Lord. Can you see that? And righteousness from the God of his salvation. So the righteousness realm is where salvation lies. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face. So what's in the face? Righteousnesses. What's in the face? Salvation. So when you say, I'm seeking God's face, see, I'm waiting for the revelation of righteousnesses. Are we in the house, this? I'm waiting for the revelation of the new standard of life that is kept in the Father and the Son. So let's see that John chapter 3. John 3. Are we still together here? Oh, we thank you, Father. So it says, Father, verse 12. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of earthly things? So you can also call the psalm, you can also call that vision heavenly things. Paul said, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. And no man hath ascended up to heaven or heavenly, but he that came down from heaven. And you know that if he's going to heaven, many people have gone to heaven. So when he said, nobody has ascended to these things. Of righteousness in the heaven. Nobody has been there. Are you there with me, please? And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. And God also loved the word that he gave his only begotten, so that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See me, verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him should be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him, are you there here, please? It's not condemned. Condemned means it's not limited to access. It's not condemnation. It's not going to hell. So that gospel was written to those who have believed. Are you there with me, please? And that same word condemn is used in Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ. So there's an acceptance that those who are in Christ ask if they walk after the Spirit. But this is also another acceptance. Are we in the house, this? So in the word of Christ, there's an acceptance there. Also in the realm of the Son, there's also an acceptance. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. I say in the name. It means it's the message of the only begotten Son. He has not believed in the name. And this is the condemnation, that light is come to the world and men loved darkness rather than that, because their deeds are evil. Let's see the next one. Praise God. Are we together, please? Okay, I read 18 to you the other time. You can see that it had believed on him. It had believed on him. Not did I believe in him. It means it that continues to believe in him, so that's believe on him, is not condemned. So it means that there is a place where you start. Now this belief here, you can't believe it until you have seen it. Let me see John 6. John 6. Say amen, please. Verse 40. From that then says, and this is for us which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, this is those who are given to the Son. Which he has, these are children which the Lord has given to me. Those whom we call disciples in Isaiah. Are you with me in the house, please? And to whom pertaineth law and testimony. So he say here, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. So this is a sphere where all are to be kept. Everyone that comes in here, you know, in the Christ world, some fall away from Christ world. But here, nothing must be lost. They must all be sanctified and preserved. Say amen. Himself said it, that some, you know, as they have gone out of us, because they were not of us, if they have been of us, they will have continued with us. So in the Christ world, people leave it. And when they leave it, no problem. Somebody can be here and say, oh, I'm just walking from it. It's not owing, it's still not owing eternity. Are we in the house, please? But when you move in there, it's a sphere where they want everyone to be saved and preserved. If they have 100 here, and they lose one, they leave 99 and go after. Now, listen to me. It is the Father's what he was teaching now. People backslide every day from the faith. People leave Christ's message every day. But when you move in here, your names are written in the spam. The main things we quote for all believers, that's not for all believers. No one plucked them out of my Father's hand. That is not just every believer, I'm telling you. He's talking about a flock. No one can pluck. No one can pluck them out of my hands. So they are kept somewhere. They are preserved somewhere. Say amen. That's why every soul must see that vision.
Yes, sir.
Sir, that is where you are supposed to carry your family to.
Many future
inheritance. Sir. Why you are a father, sir? Your heavenly Father is talking now. And you should also talk in your family. And say every one of you will arrive at eternal life.
Yes.
I'm here to carry all of you. I will. To the Father. So I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never. So you know that this life is not like a bisou. never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Say amen. So if they lose, now listen to me, to let you know very well. If you leave 99 in Christ, you won't meet them again. You leave 99 of Christ's world. One can law. Talk about day one. My father is fresh straight to me. But this one, that's where they will be. They are a flock, they are not going out anymore. That thing, the flock said, it has locked them. That thing will have put them together. They are locked. They can't go, they can't scatter. They have been gathered. Yes, sir. Just say it that swallowed not means scatter it. Yes, so there's a gathering of the Father. Which, okay, this one is the Son who is doing it. It's the work of the only begotten Son to gather in such a way that it can be scattered. It means that, let me tell you one thing. We'll get to a point in our life where you are at 90, your children are 60. You are all in this flock. Yeah. Your wife, everybody is in this flock. You are not just, when you are saying, Benga, how are you doing there? You are just asking, just like a caring father. You know he has been kept. There's nothing that troubles parents much more that, oh, what is going on with that child there? Show Lord Church. So show up at service learning. They are trying to find out to be sure you are not back, going back. But you can move them to a place where they can't go back. They can't. Where are they going back to? So use this template now to move your people up, okay? I got to tell you, I said, for many of the children, my children, they are the ones I will be looking for, those who live in our house. You know, my children will be saying, maybe we want to have space. No, they will be looking for those. Daddy, they will go and pass through their mother. They have found somebody. Once they have won their mother, may I have said that this house size is okay now. Can you leave this house size for me? See that? That boy is I don't know if you can take him into this house. Oh my God. I'm not just looking at one person coming to the house. I'm looking at a whole economy. It's an economy. But for them to live with people is sus. As natural. If they are alone, they are feeling that, what's wrong? This is again, I came to Akure. Said, this place is so quiet. It's so quiet. Why is it so quiet? Why are not people not feeling here? I said, people are not feeling here. Let them feel alone. So what I'm just saying is that your children can begin from a place that is fair, that is higher than where you began from. Your struggles in the flesh must not be their struggle. But you are the one that will move. You will move doctrine to your house. You will move church to your house. I told the man in church, I said, if you don't have any message to preach, Go back to my past message and take one there and preach in your house. But let your mouth say it. And let your children hear that our daddy is speaking the word of God to us. Don't leave it for pastor in church. Don't let them just only know pastor in church. Let them know their father also. Say hey, amen. I was reading 6 of John. Okay, thank you. 39, are you there with me today, please? This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up. Can you see that? So it's like he's raising or he's building up. Again. 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 That second phase of building up at the last day. Verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone, this place, which seeth the Son and believeth on him, may have everlasting life. So it means that if a man does not believe, see the Son, he shall never see life. The reason for, and I will raise him up at the last days. Verse 43 says, Jesus therefore answered them, murmur not among yourself, no man can come to me, except the Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all, can you see there, be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. That hath heard and hath learned of the Father, cometh to me. No, why doesn't it come to him now? If you have learned of the Father. If a man has learned, if he has heard and have learned, why would he have to come to the Son now? So it's clear that this one here has heard and learned is Christ's doctrine. Yeah. Ephesians 4 says that now. 4:20-21. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, huh? And have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. 1 John chapter 1. That we should from the beginning, we should have seen, we should have heard, we should have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. Are you there with me, please? For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew to you. Verse 1 and 2 is not the same thing. That eternal life that was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard. First one, we heard, we're taught. Are we in the house, please? We heard, we're taught, but now we are seeing. And we are hearing him. So, the procedure now is that you have to see him now before he can teach you. You have to see him now to teach you. What is he teaching you? There's a need for you to forsake all. Say, hey, man. What I say? Now, we can't just forsake. You see, if with all we are talking about Christ's word now, it's not taking all of from you. You know, he left many things for you. It's not all. He left many things of yourself to you. Left you, but as long as you obey it, he blessed you with it. You obey in the doctrine, he bless you with it. But he still left many things of ourselves. Are we in the house together, please? But the end is that you should inherit everlasting life. You should use life reign on the earth. You should gain ascendancy up above the earth limitation. And use resources of heavenly. Are we in the house, please? You should resources that does not fade away. Resources that are incorruptible. Resources that are undefiled. As a material of transaction of life. It means when you are handling matters, what is informing you is unfaithfulness. It's unpassingness. Say amen. Amen. That's what is informing you. You are looking at the world of 20s does not change your faith. Only men on earth here, they look at the business and they look at third generation. If you're a Nigerian person, you're looking at your game next 2 years. When you draw your business plan, in 3 years, I should be. And that woman being here is designing the business, looking at third generation. In this generation, we should be able to get out across the whole of America. That's not next phase, you'll be able to. That's a Jewish man thinking. Long time, sir. When you see them, like the only one we saw in the UK, all that, you see them, they are always looking the same. You can't see they are, how do you call it now? Well, you cannot suggest their status. They are so. There's a grammar, those who are in English, whereas you cannot really put somebody up. Eh? And they all have that form. From the day we saw them coming out of the synagogue, unassuming, like that. They are thinking, say amen. That's why with all the scattering, they could raise Zion. They pull back Zion. All the agenda in Stand 48 now is Mashiach by Zion. Zionites. They are the one behind the fact that Israel is not living in this place again. That's why the white world, Arab world, hate Zionism. Their enemy is Zionism. They don't know Mashiach stress, Zionism is their problem. Why? The present one there now, Netanyahu, is Zionist. You can't make them forget the past. The white wall, try all manner to rewrite the Holocaust, everything. He's a Jewish man. Zionists don't forget their history. So that they will not say, why don't you forget? Say, we don't forget. No, we think in Christianity that when we say forgive is not forget. It does not mean we want to pay you back. But so that you don't come and do the same thing again. Yeah. If you forget, they will come and do the same thing again. Yeah. You are forgiven. But the road you pass through to get to my house, I won't forget it. So when you're coming next time, that road is already blocked. And also remember, so it's not spiritual to say, I forgive and I forget. You got it? You can forgive and the pain is no more in you. Your heart is ill. But you should not forget the reason for writing all the law. So that we will not forget. Say amen. So it's good we update our reasoning in this faith, okay? Because somewhere the devil used against so many times, we feel weak, like we just forget. Let's just say all they have done against us, let's not forget it. The same thing I've done, they will go up and do it again. That's foolishness. Praise God. So, can you see now, those who are taught, who have heard and taught, in this next phase, you must see to be taught. You must see to be taught. So if you don't see the vision of the song, the Father cannot teach you. It doesn't teach ignoramus. Doesn't teach blind people. It teaches those who already have their eyes open. Because they're not just going for peace, they're going for great peace. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. And there you are, great is thy great shepherd. It's not peace, it's great peace. It's salvation, great peace. Say amen. That can only be done by the great shepherd of the sheep. I went in the house together, please. Now, so the destiny of this is this one. These sons, they have an assignment. Not in heaven. The assignment is to bring heaven down and use that heaven to terminate the reign of the dragon. The reign of the dragon is an ancient thought of God. I went in the house, please. And so when he's unveiling the families in heaven and on earth, see that? Is that the earth family will become heavenly family. Because if the earth family does not receive heaven, they can't do the job. So there are families who have ascended to heaven. Are you in the house, please? And there are families who are in the earth. But the earth family should also receive heaven. That's when the kingdom has come. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So earth needs heaven. Or you can say that earth needs to be move to heaven. Does not mean that it won't be on. It's not a matter of being on earth or not being on earth. It's that they are earth as one heaven. So their conversation is now in heaven. Can you see that? They have moved their conversation, their discussion, their perception to heaven. So lastly, what is the expectation of heaven? There's need for every man to become a prophet. All of the sons. Are you in the house with me, please? All of the sons. Both the father, the mother, the children. Their destiny in the son is to become prophets by nature. But you can't lead the way if you're not a prophet. By the end of the prophet, he led them out of the wilderness. And by the end of the prophet, he gave them their land. Now, that's for the past some weeks, I've been on the issue of prophets. Because when I say prophet now, what is on your mind is not. So you can see the journey of making a prophet now. You must get the vision, the prophecy. At the end of the prophecy, he must become a prophet who can give life to frames. The Look at it. Adam just came and said, "It shall be God woman." And it was so. I mean, a whole generation of a people after, I don't know how many feminists have been born on the earth here since then, have stayed within that definition of a woman. Because he was a prophet. Adam was a prophet. That's why I say that the amount of prophets since the world began. So the whole world has been constant of prophets. Before this lower class of prophets we are seeing now. From Israel, the class of prophets came down after Moses. Am I the answer, please? You can see that their father Abraham was called a prophet. So you have taken the wife of a prophet. Go to him, let him bless you. Abraham was a prophet. That's why Abraham can talk with God on the issue of Sodom. He can discuss on destiny, future. He can define it. He can give life. Say, he told the prophet, he said, prophet, start with the born. So, what? Can this born live? He's like, thou knowest. That was the prophet on the earth here. Thou knowest. They don't know the way of this prophecy. They don't know it. They can't give life. Thou knowest. Ezekiel was one of the topmost prophets in Israel. He doesn't know how to prophesy to the bones. He doesn't know it. But a new generation of prophets will arise on the earth here. I will ask this. Say amen. That will put in new definitions on how the course of nature should drive on the earth here. You know that in one of those expressions, the revelation, there was a resting of a generation of those who receive a testimony and they have to prophesy. And in the end of their prophecy, they were stopping heavens. The two olives. And when they were finally killed, and they were rejoicing, wow, these guys, they tormented us. Hell has not been tormented. They are about to be tormented. Yeah. So these guys, all their days were tormenting us. They were sending letters of congratulation. Thank God. Ah. Inyaburuku. One law. Inyaburuku. Kilo de. Turning their comfort zone to torment places. Say amen. They're not part of a visa. I will house this. But after 3 days, who was doing that? Those who were dwelling on the earth. Because the earth is under war. They are suspending the earth for now from the wall for a short time. Hurt not the earth, nor the trees, until the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. It's until the earth will still be hot. When is the earth? Not soil. Earthly creatures. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life, that is the definition of their nature, from God entered into them and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. That's this number place. Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And the enemy was wondering, what kind of a people are this? It means you can't destroy them. Hey. They are indestructible. You took their natural life. Their real life came back. They are no more living by the breath of man. They live by the breath of God. These are prophets. So every Look at me. So the reason for families, because when God raised Israel, he said, he's sovereign no man to do them wrong. Yeah, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my prophets. So is the old Israel were prophets. The what was hanging on them were prophets. They were all prophets. Touch not them and do my prophets no harm. So the ultimate, sir, that God expects us to raise a generation of prophets. The brethren of prophets, fellow servants. And John, the angel said to John, worship God. I'm of thy fellow servant. And of thy brethren, the prophet. And of them which keep the sayings of the book, of this book. Worship God. So it means that true worship is about to start. You have to finish the house. That's completed. So what we're doing now is just, we're just building for now. And when we sing his name, it's acceptable. But true worship has not really been given. It's the brethren of the prophets that will usher through worship. Are we ready for that? Are we ready for our homes to be the engineering point for the future? Are we ready to follow on with the instruction and message that is going towards this way? Say hey, man. So it's beyond domain. It's not just, they are just playing one divine thing like that over your head. And just think like Mr. and Mrs. You see? Our children are doing well. They are trying their best. You know, John just got admitted to Manchester University, and you see, God is just gracious to all of us in any way. And sir, your family is not ordained for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Kaliano pravrega gojoshia talia nemor fantelia. Oh, vision, my vision, my vision, my vision, my vision, my vision. This revealed to you, oh man. This shown to you, oh man. This is our destination. This is where every man must attain. This is your goal. This is your goal. Oh, in the days of your flesh, you must attain this. It is your goal on the earth. Oh, pass the days of your sojourn here on earth with fear.
Yeah.
Pass it with fear, with fear,
For that house that is given to you, oh, use it with fear. Use it with fear. Use it with fear and trembling. For there is a motive behind it. For there is that vision behind the gift of a good wife.
Yeah.
There is something behind the giving of a faithful husband.
Yeah.
This is the vision.
Yeah.
Oh, you all must see the sun. You must see the sun. You must see the sun and gravitate towards him and move towards him and move towards him. All of you can be a prophet.
Yeah.
For that, our goal is to raise a company, a brethren of the prophets.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can be it.
Yeah.
It's a project.
Yeah.
It's our project. It's heavenly project. It's heavenly vision. And it must be accomplished. We have found you. We have found you. And we are recruiting you. We are recruiting many. We are recruiting houses. We are recruiting families. We are recruiting children. We are recruiting fathers. We are recruiting mothers. We are recruiting everyone into this business. Into this business. Into this high business. Into this great business. Into this huge business. But grace is available.
Yeah.
For grace has come.
Yeah.
Grace has come
yeah.
to help you. To raise you, to raise you, to raise you up, to build you up, for you to see it, for you to run with it, for you to attain it. It's a vision for all. It's the vision for all. See the Spirit.
Amen. The Lord will plant the love of the future in our hearts. The Lord would so much help us that nothing will offend us. Do we have great peace? By righteousness, do we have great peace? Do we attain to a place in your life when your heart will long for God's mercies? You will long for God's testimony. God will generate power. In our families, in our homes, across this whole community, that this also be a place of harvest. Harvest of prophets. Harvest of brethren, the prophets. Harvest of men who have been empowered, approved to give life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that many, many, many dead will be raised. I say many, 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 many dead will be raised. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That through you, things that have been forgotten, rendered dead, will come to life again. To life, to life. To you, and everywhere you go, all you will see is life. I say you will see life. That through you here, there will be a lay. Life will come to its visibility. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that this life is commanded among the people? The commandment is an inheritance of a people. The one who is allowed to come as one has gone. He has gone. The next harvest is a people. I said, from us here, there will be a people. That the foundation of every family henceforth will be built upon this trust. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That will be trustworthy servants. Responsible to God. Responsible to the ordination of church leadership. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we will love doctrine. We will love doctrine. In ourselves, in our home, we love doctrine. We will exhort doctrine. Who will teach doctrine? Who will teach again and again? Again and again. Until we are all established. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the power and the drive to seek justification is released this hour. That everyone in us that will be leaping towards justification. Being perfected by faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you, mighty Father. With a higher peace, you will have peace. Amen. Families will have more peace. Amen. If there are things threatening any family in the house here today, in the name of Jesus, we chase them out. Any small spirit still remaining there, raising voice and accusation against you, against your family, against your home, I said today they are driven out. We chase them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that in your abode and the habitation, there will be peace. Your home and family will rest in peaceable places. Safe habitation. And we'll see the same thing return back to church. And will be the power for the new next development. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That this whole household become the harvest of the harvest of life from families. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the life of Jesus will be manifest in this place. Thank you, mighty Father. You are here, you will not be hid. See the gate, you will not be hid. You'll be visible. You'll be raised. The life of Jesus Christ defined today, we announce you. Thank you, mighty Father. We give all the praise and glory to your name today. Come on, give him praise today. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
We are certain you have received grace to journey. Meditate on the blessings received. Stay in the Spirit.